Daddy, won't you teach me? Won't you show me the way? Please tell me how to do it. Tell me just what to say. I'm standing here behind you doing what I am told. I hope I get to speak my truth before I grow old. Be perfect. Be perfect.
Gather round, everyone. Welcome to the Chicago Cultural Center, one of the most breathtaking architectural interiors in this beautiful city. I am your beautifully trained model of femininity, here to guide you on today's adventure. The Chicago Cultural Center, opened in 1897, is a Chicago landmark, operated by Chicago's Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. Here, our illustrious mayors have welcomed presidents, royalty, diplomats, and community leaders. Please turn and face the grand entrance doors. Notice the large bronze plaques in the front left corner, marking the opening of the center as a library and its renovation and evolution into the beautiful cultural center it is today. These important plaques enshrine the two different groups of men who claimed this marvel both at its opening and its restoration. Now turn back to me. Step forward for a better view. The spectacular, shimmering glasswork that surrounds you is the product of Louis Comfort Tiffany's world-famous Tiffany Studios, where he worked his decorative arts magic in mosaics and stained glass. Join me again. Turn your eyes up to the beautiful arches above, where the most celebrated writers and greatest thinkers of the world have been memorialized in that shimmering Tiffany glasswork. Let us reverently remember. From the 14th century, Chaucer, male English poet. Dante, male Italian poet. From the 16th century, Spenser, male English poet. Shakespeare, male English playwright and poet. Bacon, male English essayist. Tasso, male Italian poet. From the 17th century, a spectacular array. Milton, male English poet. Dryden, male English poet. Bunyan, male English writer. Molière, male French playwright. Cervantes, male Spanish writer. Galileo, male Italian astronomer. Corneille, male French playwright. From the 18th century, Defoe, male English writer. Voltaire, male French writer. Schiller, male German playwright. And from the 19th century, our lone great writer and thinker, Goethe, male German writer. Find it odd that all of the great thinkers and writers are European men? Yes! 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 Yes!